Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hallelujah. Y'all sound like y'all want to praise this morning. These youth got it going up in here. Somebody ought to say yes. Say yes. How many of you got a praise on the inside? How many of you thank God for what he's done for you? Hallelujah. 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 Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for all that you have done. God, I thank you for the way you allow the young people to lead this service on this morning. Filled with your presence and your power and your anointing. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we say thank you. We say thank you. There's none like you. There's no one that can compare to you. There's no one else that I know that set the stars in heaven. There's no one else that I know that knows the beginning from the end. There's nobody else like you, Lord, that knows my upright. There's nobody like you, Lord, that knows everything that I need. I can't let y'all take me. But there's nobody like you. There's nobody that can meet your need when you need something. There's nobody like Jehovah Jireh who provides what you need when you need it. There's nobody like Jehovah Shalom when you need peace in the midst of a storm. There's nobody like my God. I don't know about your God, but I know about my God. He made the heavens and the earth. He made man from the ground. He breathed life in his nostrils. He raised Lazarus from the dead. That's my God. That's my God, and that's all that I know. He's my God who's there late in the midnight hour. He's my God when nobody else is around. He's my God because he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's my God because he's right there when I need him. Y'all ought to stay here. He's been too good for you to sit down on it. He's been too good for you not to say thank you. He's been too good for you not to lift your hand. He's made a way out of no way. He's provided your need. He's healed your body. You ought to say thank you. When nobody else was there, Jesus was there. When nobody else thought about you, Jesus was there. When you were dying in your sins, Jesus was there. Because while we were yet sinners, God sent his son to die on the cross. Jesus, oh God, I just thank you. Jesus. He kept you all night long. He kept you all night long. You don't know what was going on outside of your house, but he sent his angels around you to protect you. and you want to sit down on it, you ought to say thank you. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? I can't even get to my text this morning. Oh, Jesus. You see what you saw today. The young people worshiping and praising. What you saw is they were looking at us. They were looking at how we do things. They were looking at how we carry on church. They were looking at the God on the inside of us. And the word of the Lord is saying that we must be consistent. We must be consistent so that they will see Jesus on the inside of us. We cannot move to the left or to the right. We've got to stay on the straight and narrow. Why are you standing? Oh, Jesus. Jesus is telling his church right now. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Oh, the Holy Spirit is in control. I'm not going to be long, but the word of the Lord is saying we've got to be consistent. Consistent in our praise. Consistent in our worship. Consistent in our conduct. Because they are watching us. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. I heard y'all sing a song about standing this morning. He said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Just be consistent. God is calling for consistent faith. You see, this scripture here this morning, you can be seated if you can. This scripture this morning is saying, my beloved brothers and sisters, in the midst of everything that's going on, in the midst of crying times, in the midst of people not wanting to know our God, he's saying, be ye steadfast. Steadfast means firmly fixed in place, not subject to being changed. Firm in your belief and your determination or your adherence. How many of you are steadfast today? See, I want you to understand this. We have a great example of what it means to be steadfast. My God, over in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says, Jesus Christ. Yesterday, and today, and forever. Do you see any wavering in that? We have the perfect example of what we must be. We must be consistent. Steadfast, firmly fixed in place. Unmovable. How many of you are able to be moved from your position in peace? How many of you are willing to stand firm in what you believe, even though it may get hard? But our God is calling for two soldiers today to be unmovable. Unmovable. Always abounding. Existing in large numbers of amounts, excelling, always doing your best and doing more than it needs. Somebody here today almost feels like giving up. Somebody here today feels like they want to throw in the towel based upon their circumstances and what they can see. But I am here to tell you today, God is telling you, don't you move. Don't you go anywhere from your position. You stay right there till I say to go. Because everything around you, I'm getting ready to move it out of the way. Everything that you think is a hindrance, I'm getting ready to move it. Everything that you think that's blocking your blessing, I'm getting ready to move it. I just need you to stand big. I need you to be consistent. Young people, how many of you like to go to restaurants? How many of you like to go to fast food places when you're traveling? And why do we eat at those chain restaurants? Because we know there is some consistency. We know that McDonald's fries in Hawaii should taste like McDonald's fries in Miami Beach. We know that Dave's hamburger from Wendy should taste the same in Kansas as it does in Alabama. Somebody say amen. But what I'm saying is that Jesus, that Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you, should be the same Jesus that's on the inside of somebody over in India. What's happening is we're allowing the world to come into where we have situational Holy Ghost. Y'all didn't get that. We have situational exits. Y'all may understand that one there. Situational exits where we let the circumstances dictate how we don't react. Trying to be politically correct rather than biblically correct. But God is saying, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in what I have called you to do. Don't worry about what's going on around you, and don't think that He's not watching. Don't think that God does not see you. Because He said, your labor is not in vain. You may think you're doing all this praying for nothing. You may think you're going to church for nothing. You may think you're supporting the ministry for nothing, but God is looking at you. He said, don't you be moved. He's saying, stay right there. Young people, how many of you like to hang around with some watch your friends? You never know what to expect. You don't want to deal with those type of people. One minute, they happy. Next minute, they sad. Next minute, they don't want to be your friend. The next minute, they want to borrow some money. Inconsistency, up and down. We want to be consistent. Even in the workplace, how many of you have ever had, don't say yes or no, but just think about it, how many of you have ever had that supervisor that you don't know what to expect when they walk in the door? That inconsistency, I was told, and I think in training, that it's good. If you're going to be bad, just be consistently bad. If you're going to be ugly, just be consistently ugly. If you're going to be mean, just continue to be consistently mean. Because people like predictability. And people like to know, well, I know I'm walking in. They don't like me anyway. I'm going to keep doing my job. But if you come in and you've always been mean, unless the Lord has transformed your heart and changed you, and you all of a sudden nice, people are like, okay, what they want. I'm talking about the same thing with the Jesus on the inside of us. On Sunday morning, we, hallelujah. But are we consistent Monday? You got to be steadfast and unmovable in this thing. You can't waver. I don't care how hot it gets. You cannot waver. Are you willing to lose your job for Jesus? Are you willing to be unemployed for Jesus? Are you willing to go to the end for Jesus? And be steadfast, because I'm telling you, He owns the cattle on 1,000 beasts. You don't have to worry about that promotion, because man can't promote you. And promotion doesn't come from the east, north, and the west. It comes from God. It is He that setteth up one and taketh down another. Don't worry about being in the dungeon for a little while. God is moving some things around before He brings you up by. He's telling you just to be steadfast and unmovable where you are. And I'm reminded of Joseph. He never did anything wrong, but he held fast to his God. He was unmovable even when they said, I'm going to remember you when I get back up. But the baker and all of them, they forgot about him. But God never forgot about him. Because in due season and in due time, when somebody had a dream that nobody else could interpret, See, God is saying, be steadfast, because everybody that's going to be moved out of the way, because your gift is getting ready to make room for you. You may think you're in the wrong place, but your gift is getting ready to make room for you. God has had to put a few people in the right place so that they can be around the table, so that the decision makers can be there when you walk in the door. When you go in and interpret that dream, that's what God is saying. Just hold on to where you are. I'm about to bring you into your destiny, because you've been holding on for a long time, because you've been trusting in me. Know that your labor is not in vain. Know that I'm going to be right there with you. Know that I'm never going to leave you. Y'all don't hear me. I'm all off script today. I'm all on Holy Ghost right now. So if y'all looking for me to follow a pattern, I can't do it right now. The only thing he allowed me to do was use one scripture out of all the ones I had on the paper. I couldn't get past be steadfast. So somebody thinking about quitting. Somebody thinking about giving up. But God is saying, I need you to hold on just a little while longer. Your breakthrough is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. Somebody is thinking about moving, but God said, don't you move. He's saying, don't you move right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is saying everything that you've done to this point, it's not in vain. The 21-day fast we did was not in vain. God saying, I was testing you to see if you're going to hold on and go through. Because you held on and went through, I'm about to move some things out of your way. You always say you walk by faith and not by sight. I want you to close your eyes right now, God is saying. Get on your knees and get into the heavens. And I'm getting ready to show you what I'm moving out of the way. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He's about to move. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Oh, he's saying, reach out and touch right now. The Spirit is flowing through here. Whatever you need right now, it's in the atmosphere. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. He said, I called you to be steadfast and unmovable so that the world can see you. That I have an army of soldiers who don't react, but only move when I say move. He's saying, I have in place a people who will not bow down to images. He said, because they're only going to move when they hear me speak. They're only going to do as they hear me speak to them. God is saying, I want you to be like Daniel. You remember they threw him into the lion's den, but he was steadfast and he couldn't be moved. God is saying, you may be in the lion's den right now, but I got the angels around you shutting up the mouths of the lion. You may think the heat is hot, but it could be hotter if I didn't have my angels there. But he said, like Daniel, who was consistent in prayer. He wants you to be consistent in prayer. Because if you're consistent in prayer, he said, call unto me and I will answer thee. And I'm going to show you great and mighty things that you don't even know about. He's saying, be consistent. Consistent. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that you've done to this point, everything that has transpired in your life, God did it for a reason. God did it for a reason. We often say, and we know that all things work together for the good. We are good at speaking Bible ease, at Bible talk, but God is using that situation right now to show you that everything is going to work out for your good. Not that it is going to, but it has already taken place. God is saying, I just have to get you from A to B. But I've got to transform your way of thinking. You've got to look beyond what is in front of you. You've got to look beyond your natural eyes because he said it is already done. Just like he told them, wherever your foot steps upon, that have I already given thee. God has already given you the promise. You just got to step out and move towards it. Be steadfast, unmovable. And he says, always. Always. He didn't say sometimes. He didn't say when you felt like doing it. He didn't say when your friends were around. But he said always. 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 He's saying don't forget about me. He's saying always just hold on. Always doing more than what's called for. Always doing more than what's needed. Always doing more because God says you can't beat what I'm going to give to you. I told you do everything as unto the Lord. That work environment that you're in, God is saying you don't work for them. You work for me. You don't work for them. You work for me. And if you work for me, I'll take care of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't work for them. You work for me. And I'm going to pay you good wages. I'm going to pay you excellent wages. Because everything you've given unto me, we know is and it shall be given. God says, I'm going to supply all of your needs. All of your needs. Not out of, but according to my riches in glory. He said, just be steadfast and unmovable. He said, let me explain to you when you go out to eat and you leave a tip. You don't leave a tip out of, right? You leave a tip according to the service. You leave a tip according to what you paid, right? God is saying, I'm going to bless you according to my riches in glory. And according to my riches in glory, there is no end. Because all I got to do is speak it and it comes into existence. All I got to do is say it and it's in your bank account. All I got to do is just speak it and it'll happen. Because God is saying, I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I repent. He says, I am immutable. I cannot be changed. My love towards you goes beyond what you can ever comprehend or imagine. I love you when you don't love yourself. I loved you before this day was born. Oh, hallelujah, before you were born. God is saying, understand. Understand who you are in me. He's saying, I created you in my image. I created you in my likeness. You are new and you are born again and you have my spirit on the inside of you. You are joint heirs with Christ. You are seated in heavenly places. Jesus is on the right hand of the Father. All that is his is yours. But all he wants you to do is to be steadfast and unmovable. Satan is trying to get us to be rattled. He's trying to draw our attention away from God. I don't take it lightly, the shooting that has taken place. I don't take it lightly. But God wants you to understand he needs consistency. He is saying, know this, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And because they shall come, we must be consistent in prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. You want your prayer to be heard. You got to do that if, my people. Oh. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I die for you. You are my possession. Nobody can do anything to you unless I allow it. May the Lord rebuke you. I am your God from everlasting to everlasting. Submit yourself to me. Give way to the Holy Spirit. Let my anointing flow. Let my anointing move. Let me be God. Let me be God. Let me be your God. Let me cover you with mine anointing. Let me fill you the more with my Spirit. And you shall see my glory.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.